There's only one universal rule of dating, and that rule is very simple. If you can manage to get your date into a hot tub, it's on.
What?
I didn't either.
If the hot tub's a bubbling, there's some underwater juggling.
What?
That's a stress.
What are you juggling?
And one of our listeners, Keith, recently managed to get a woman back into his hot tub.
I like it the more I think about it.
Oh, God.
But I guess it didn't go quite as well as he'd hoped. So let's find out a little bit about the situation. Keith, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I have never seen a single man's hot tub that wasn't just disgusting.
Wait, well, was it your hot tub?
I mean, honestly, like slimy stuff, like there's a foam for some reason.
Okay, you need better men because I love hot tubs.
I don't think you've been paying attention.
Keep in mind, though, Brooke never said she didn't go into that grimy hot tub. She still went in.
She's like, ew, gross, as she's taking her top off.
I just want to know, Keith, is this your hot tub or do you like live in an apartment complex that has a hot tub?
Is it a hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hot tub at my apartment complex.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay, so someone is there for the maintenance.
Yes,
exactly.
All right.
This is important.
Well, we'll get to the hot tub details in just a second. But first, tell us about the girl that you met. What's her name?
Her name's Ellie.
Okay. Ellie.
And, I like that name.
Yeah, she's super cute and super cool. We met on a dating app. And coolest part about her was she was like easy to make laugh. And that's not always, you know, she was just ready to have a good time. And
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing at you, Keith, because you're like, oh, she's easy to make laugh, and that's not normal. I'm like, well, maybe the problem is you're not very funny.
Yeah.
Whoa, Brooke, it's been like a minute on the phone with him.
I know. That was my train of thought. Okay. I just thought I'd fill you in.
Keith, don't let her talk to you that way, okay?
Yeah.
She's just jealous because she didn't get invited into a hot tub recently.
You've got a clean hot tub, and you're saying nice things, kind things about the woman that you went out with.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for seeing the sunny side of stuff, but I don't remember even how it got started, but she, you know, we started talking about hot tubs, and I just happened to mention that I had a hot tub at my apartment building, but, you know, kind of what you were saying, I was kind of afraid that it was grimy, so I tried to talk her out of it. I was like,
okay, we're already talking about you and Ellie are out on a date, and you're talking about hot tubs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It was just so smooth and everything just came up and I happen to have a hot tub at my apartment.
So wait. You were trying to talk her out of going back to the hot tub?
Well, yeah, it's like, because I'd never been in it.
Bro, that's why she wanted to go. You're playing hard to get by accident. When you tell a girl no, she instantly wants to do the opposite, bro.
It's not a bad thought, but yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like you gave in and you took her back to the jacuzzi.
Yes, and on the roof, which is kind of the coolest part about it.
Come on.
Fancy.
Bro, that's
but wait,
sick.
I mean, she didn't have a bathing suit just on her, so.
No, but I gave her a pair of my my shorts and a tank top to wear.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So yeah, we were there for like 5 to 10 minutes and things were getting less and less flirty. Mm. And then all of a sudden she goes, you know, I'm kind of too warm.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't too warm, and so it's weird that she was. And
well, hold on. Did she say it like, I'm getting too warm, or was she like, oh, it's getting warm in here?
Exactly, Jeffrey.
There's two different ways.
Because getting too hot in a hot tub means that you get to sit up on the edge and, like, show off what you're working with.
Show off that tank top.
Totally. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, it was the first one. She was uncomfortable warm.
Okay. Wow.
So wait, what happened? Did you guys just leave?
Well, we got out and we went back down to my apartment. I gave her a towel to dry off and she called an Uber and it sort of fizzled out. And I don't know what happened. It was just like a switch flipped.
How did the hot tub ruin it?
I know that's so bizarre, especially because the hot tub sounded like it was her idea. Like she was the one that wanted to go see it.
Yeah, but sometimes like you get into a guy's clothes and you think it's going to be a cute thing and then you put them on and they're
huge.
That's
what I'm thinking.
And
shorts?
Uncomfortable. And like you're like, I do not feel sexy at all.
Yeah, that's true.
You want a guy with the same size clothes as you?
I'm just saying like the thought of things are often better than the actual.
I think she looked super cute, and I told her that. I hope that wasn't a thing that turned her off. Like,
I mean, you must have had some time since the date happened to kind of go over the night and think about places that things could have been awkward. Is there anything that comes to mind?
But the thing is like I never meant for her to see me with my shirt off.
What? So wait, are you saying you're uncomfortable with your body or something? Or do you have like like five nipples? Like, what's going
Which
on?
Is fine. You know, more the merrier, in my opinion.
The truth of the situation is that not too long ago, I got pec implants.
Mm. I feel like that would make you want to take your shirt off and want to show off your new pec.
The doctor said that they would be uneven for a few months. And like when you, you know, when you get some sort of plastic surgery or augmentation or implants, there's a certain like period of healing.
Right, right, right.
You know, so I didn't plan on taking my shirt off, and I almost was like, well, maybe I'll just leave my shirt on too. But I thought that was kind of off, you know, and I was like, well, I'm in the moment, I'm here. And that's the only other thing that I can think that, you know, maybe it was a turnoff to her. I asked my friends and they said it's not that, but they're my friends. So maybe they're just being nice to me. And that's why I knew you guys wouldn't just be nice to me. So
men are so different than women. I mean, every girlfriend that I've had that has gotten a boob job immediately rips off her shirt. It's like, look at him!
But you can attest, the first month they're like sitting high and weird.
Yeah,
and
they're in their throats.
Yeah,
for sure.
So maybe he has like a
I get it.
Neck.
I get it, man.
So you're worried that maybe she saw that you had a pec job and they were a little off, uneven at the start, and that may have turned her off.
Yeah. And, you know, I could even send you guys a picture if you want to see what they look like.
Do you have abs?
Yeah. Sure. You can send over a picture while you email it to us. We're going to play a song and we'll come back, call Ellie for you and try and get your second date update. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
All right. Hold on.